We're talking today with Dr. Richard Byerly. Dr. Byerly was with the college for a number of years after and serving at the same time in the Iowa legislature, as well as going on later becoming a college president. So he has a rich background from the very first start of the community college movement in Iowa. Rich, we'd like to talk today about economic development. I understand that you, Dr. Borgen, and others played a key role in really turning a community college role in economic development in a totally new direction. Could you tell us a little bit about how that happened and some of the outcomes?
Yeah, I will. I'd be glad to, Carol. The interesting thing was, if you can picture 1983, was very similar to the time we are right now, where we were in the throngs of a farm crisis. And Joe Borgen had recently returned as the president to the college as president. And Joe had been involved in economic development. At the same time, there were other variables. Harold Belkin, Don Rowan, Eldon Leonard were also on the board, and they were, of course, out of wanting to find jobs for people at this time. And we coupled in a meeting one time with some of those people involved, and with Lowell Norlin and Don Avenson, and it was kind of an interesting side comment that I wonder if we could do some things that Democratic-led legislature could do to show that we're positive about economic development. And thus grew the Borgen concept that I call House File 623, which is now, I think, has been, I don't know, community colleges have done thousands and thousands of jobs in it. What it really calls for is that primary industrial jobs, community colleges can levy both property taxes and the withholding tax. They can hold that to pay for the training, so that a new job, a person when they hit the street, would actually be able to, the industry is paid for the training that they would do. DMACC became, a leader in the state, that we had all kinds of doubters on that. But now remember, we had been involved in the MDTA Skill Center, that we'd had some really talented people in training and specialized areas there. Then we had been leaders in Voc Tech programs, later to be called career programs. And then we had run a lot of DMACC, just specialized training for industry, prior to this. So it was only natural DMACC took the leadership again. And I might say that really it was done with a great deal of gusto, because we had to go through, at that time, Terry Branstad was governor. We had a democratically controlled legislature. The bill passed very skillfully. I, at that time, had gone back to DMACC full-time, but I was on loan to help write some bills that we actually did that time. This was being one of them. We worked really with Doug Gross, who was the Branstad's top aide at that time, and Joe Borgen was instrumental in helping Terry Branstad to okay that. We got the signature on it. So, and that has been used now as a primary recruitment tool. That's one of the state's primary recruitment tools. It was an interesting debate and interesting battle.
Did the other community colleges in Iowa just pick this up right away, or did DMACC have a year or two to pilot it so others could see just how it was done?
Well, actually, we ran several workshops for them, because we did have a liaisons inside. I did not explain that, and I'm glad you said that. I had a liaisons that Joe and I met with. Dave Bittner was the president's liaisons that we met with all the way through. He was also the community college in Lowell Norlin's district. And then we had also from the board, we had the gentleman from Cedar Rapids, Wayne Newton, that was very active. Those were our two contacts that we had. In addition, we were dealing with Rowan and Belkin and some of those other labor groups to make sure that we didn't cross paths and get into a quandary with them, and we did not. They were great to work with. So we then did that, and we started running workshops on how they could actually do those. And, of course, the three principal authors of that were Mike Sparks, who was an underwriter, and Ken Haney, a lawyer from Des Moines, and myself. And we worked out of Haney's office. It's where we actually did most of that. And then, of course, we check our progress with both Borgen and with Norlin on a daily basis and on a more regular basis with Bittner and those. So that's how the thing started. Again, it's a DMACC-led thing. And I can only say that when you look for things that were happening, sometimes the great achievements in the country were happening at DMACC. It's one of the best colleges, and it still is today.
And the outcome, of course, has been fantastic with that program. A number of new industries, I know, came to the state, and there were substantial additional investments in in development, in new businesses and expanding businesses as a result of it. I see we're down to about another minute on the interview. Is there anything in kind of wrapping this all up that has given you a great deal of satisfaction from the work that you did on this project?
Well, I think, you know, any time you take that, I think there are several things that happen. One is the great leadership DMACC had played, and I would hope that they approach every new year with the same challenge. I laugh now when I look at economic or structures of administrative structures. Almost every one of them have economic development director or vice president for economic development there in almost every college. So it was a time to change our mission into something that was definitely a parallel to what we were already doing, but certainly a new direction. And again, DMACC was there to lead the way.
Well, I think the word community in community colleges has been interpreted very differently by colleges all over the country. But I think, as you pointed out, at DMACC, it always meant not only serving the individuals in the community, but serving the businesses in the community and the other groups that really build a community. We've been talking with Rich Byerly. I want to thank him very much for the interview.
Thank you.